Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The Morning After News Update.
Hey, good friends, arm yourselves with knowledge.
It's Chrissy Bones. I hate hearing it. It makes me sick to my stomach, but this time it's called for Corey.
How about them Cowboys?
The NFC just got a whole lot more interesting. Big upset in Big D last night. Cowboys defense completely shuts down high-powered Saints offense, and MVP candidate Drew Brees, New Orleans, held to a season-low 10 points and only 176 yards of total offense. I forgot to give the score, but Cowboys 13, Saints 10,
lowest,
guys. How about it?
Lowest yardage outlet for the New Orleans Saints since 2001.
We're looking at an elite.
17 years. Lowest amount of yards they put up on the board in 17 years.
We are looking at an elite level defense right now.
In a game
right
in which
now.
I, of course, bet big on the over.
Yes.
Although I hit my Dak Prescott prop, and I put a lot on that as well. And I barely hit it on like the last pass of the game.
Yep. Yeah, Dak squeaks over the passing yards at 248 with the loss. The Saints fall a half game back of the Rams for home field in the NFC. With the win, the Cowboys take a half game lead on the Redskins, who have a huge one in Philly Monday night, a big game in the NFC East. NBA Warriors went into Toronto last night without Steph Curry and Draymond Green in the lineup and still forced OT because the other guy picked up the slack a bit. Kevin Durant dropped 51 in the loss.
Hold on. Like Corey says, like, stop editorializing. What? No, you open up like
what?
This spike. No, the story should be the NBA's best team won the game.
They played without Steph and Draymond.
They played without Steph and Draymond for like a month, so what?
Was that inaccurate? Hey, Bones, you editorializing, but I think it's hitting Gabe a little bit in the soft
editorializing
spot.
Editorializing if you disagree with me. He's not disagreeing.
No. Just give the score.
The first
just
one
give
to
me
call it.
Just give the score. Like,
Raptors 131.
You want to start talking about like if it looked good or not for the Raptors?
A great overtime
get a
win.
And talk about it.
A great overtime win for perhaps the greatest team in league history. The Raptors move to 19-4. KD's first time scoring 40 plus in three games. He joined Steph Curry, Wilt Chamberlain, and Rick Barry. Nice list is the only Warriors.
Steph
to do
Curry
that.
On fire right now.
It was
now.
A hell of a game.
Didn't have enough serious, to get it done, but it was a very good ball game. Entertaining.
Serious entertainment last night.
Did you find yourself watching that game more or the football more?
I was going back and forth, to be
honest.
Same,
yeah.
But I probably more the basketball. Like it was even.
Yeah.
I was sort of stressed out because I had more money.
On the football?
On the football. And I basically, the way I operate, like on Sundays.
Yeah.
Or on Saturdays, whatever night, I watch the game that I'm losing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of strange.
You want to come back.
Yeah, like because if I'm winning a bet. Like, I had a money line parlay with the Raptors and the Spurs.
Yeah.
So, the Raptors were always up. So, I wasn't, like, really panicked. I was more, like, getting mad about the Saints game. Did I call them the Spurs? I don't know why.
Yeah, you said the Saints.
Also in the NBA, and a programming note to the guys downstairs.
I've done that a couple of times this week.
Do not show tracksuit, please. He has been banned from the program. Don't show it. Also in the NBA, Wizards center Dwight Howard, who made news earlier this week when it was revealed that he dated a cisgendered man, will now need surgery to provide relief from the gluteal injury that has sidelined him all season. Howard aggravated his...
We don't really know
how
piriformis. If he dated a cisgender man. Just because
allegedly dated a cisgendered man. He aggravated his piriformis muscle
some
on November 18th.
Some chick said LaShawn McCoy, home invaded her, too, with a bunch of gangsters. That turned out not to be true, too, right?
Could cause Dwight to miss
Instagram
a huge chunk of the season.
60 minutes.
In the NBA tonight, one huge game late. It's the 14-7 Nuggets. And the Trailblazers at 13-8. College football championship weekend. Historic matchup in the Big 12. It's the Red River Showdown, the first rematch between Oklahoma and Texas since 1903. Texas and Tom Happy Ending Herman looking to beat. Is that editorializing?
That a little bit.
I don't want to editorialize too much.
But it's accurate.
It's not.
Again.
I've never heard a call, though. It's either the Red River rivalry or that's the politically correct.
I took that right from ESPN.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It used to be the Red River Shootout.
It's the shootout.
The shootouts.
Politically correct world, you can't say the shootout
yeah,
anymore.
Exactly.
It's the shootout.
Happy Ending Herman looking to beat Oklahoma for the second time this year. That hasn't happened since 1901. So this
Hook
weekend em. In the SEC, Alabama number one at number four, Georgia. Alabama minus 13.5. In the ACC, Clemson at Pitt, number two, Clemson, minus 27.5. Notre
you know,
Dame is off.
All these games are on neutral fields, right?
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I have you guys to remind me. Again, well, right from ESPN. Though. It says Alabama at
Michelle
should
start doing the update in the morning.
No, it's go to ESPN. It says Alabama at Georgia. Clemson at Pitt. I'm not making it
up. We don't work for ESPN.
That's where I got my information.
If you work for ESPN, you read ESPN. We don't work for ESPN. Mm.
Oklahoma plays Texas somewhere. Oklahoma is minus eight. Ohio State and Northwestern. Who knows where they are? Ohio State minus 14.5. UCF hosts Memphis. Could be in Pasadena.
Oh, I don't know. Conference USA. Come on, man. In American
I think that game is in Jacksonville.
UCF is minus three. Fields. UCF minus three in that one. And finally, Major League Baseball, the Mets and Mariners closing in on a trade that would send former All-Star Robbie Cano and All-Star closer Edwin Diaz to New York, back to New York for Cano, with the Mariners getting some top prospects as well as possible veterans with big contracts, a.k.a. Jay Bruce. A deal could be announced as early as today.
Well, at least the Mets are trying. It's going to be a good program today.
Lots going on. Lots of guests, Gabe. Tell us about it.
Anytime I think it's going to be a really good show, it sucks.
Aaron Rodgers, Dustin Gooker, Teddy Covers, and Michelle's weather forecast.
Michelle's weather forecast is what it's all about. What's up, Michelle?
I got a lot of weather to tell you guys about.
And a new map.
And if you're only tuning in on the radio right now, you're missing out. Michelle is small. Hey.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted it to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, let's roll. The morning after has begun on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the American Forces Network. YouTube, TuneIn, iTunes, Siri, Alexa, Amazon Home?
Yeah, Amazon Home. You said YouTube Live, right?
YouTube Live. We are kicking it. That is correct. All right, so the morning after has begun. Michelle Serpico. What's up, Michelle?
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you, Michelle. Are you fired up today that it's Friday?
I am. I'm very excited.
Are you still at the point of the life where you're like, yes, it's Friday?
Yes. I still am, just because I get to sleep more, you know? During the week, I don't get to sleep a whole lot.
Once you arrive to be like me and Corey, old, bitter, and jaded.
Don't make a difference what day of the week
it is. That's
what I
was going
to ask you. But you guys don't get to sleep in on the weekends, right?
I dislike Fridays
on
more.
Saturdays.
I'm like the opposite now.
Yeah.
I'm like a Monday guy.
Yeah, you like
No, because I know everyone wakes up and hates Monday, so I'm like, good. Let's rock. That's my time to thrive.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
When everyone's like, oh, it's Friday and happy hour here, I'm like, God, I hate Fridays.
Yeah. You go in the opposite direction as everything else.
Yeah, I hate holidays and weekends, Michelle.
I love Christmas and Thanksgiving.
That's not nice, Gabe. You gotta lighten up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta lighten up and start to enjoy stuff a little bit more.
It's hard.
Do they celebrate the holidays in Canada?
I had a feeling. No, there's no Christmas
in Canada. No Christmas in Canada? No. Oh, that's why you're so jaded.
Oh, yeah.
No. Instead of Christmas, it's called Hockey Day.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah. You have Hockey Day. All right.
Yeah.
Y'all give each other pucks.
There's no McDonald's there either.
No.
Really?
There's no McDonald's in Canada.
That's crazy.
They got McDonald's in Canada. Oh. They got McDonald's in Moscow.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I know they have
them in
China.
Yeah, they got them in Canada. They got a lot of McDonald's in Canada. They got McDonald's all over the place.
Speaking of Canada, that was the place to be last night in Toronto.
Joint was jumping.
Yeah, it actually was hopping there last night. So Kevin Durant goes off for 51 points. It was a real war, man, between Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard last night. It was great stuff. We'll get into that. Although really... You know, the Toronto Raptors battled and were taken to the brink with a Warrior team without Draymond Green, without Steph Curry, and without Boogie Cousins. But let's talk about the Cowboys. We're going to talk gambling. A lot of gambling talk on the show today. Teddy Cover's going to step up today. We got Cam Rogers, talk some fantasy football. Dustin Gooker's going to join us, talk some legalized gambling. Where's it coming to next? All that and more.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, let's roll. Morning After has begun. We got a stacked show today. Cam Rogers, Dustin Gueker, Teddy Covers, football, gambling, football, DFS. We've got your back. Michelle Serpico's in the house with an NFL weather report. So the Dallas Cowboys last night and the New Orleans Saints, dominant run, an incredible run for the New Orleans Saints. 10 wins in a row, 9 straight covers, comes to an end last night as, you know, and people in the betting community kept waiting for a flat spot for the New Orleans Saints. And it didn't happen, but it finally caught up to them last night. And you could see early that there was no sense of urgency for one reason or another with the New Orleans Saints. And the Dallas Cowboy defense, they're not playing around, man. That's an aggressive young defense that really, really rattled Drew Brees. Drew Brees is very, very calm under pressure normally, but you know, you could tell by the end of the game, man, Drew Brees had enough. And, you know, the Dallas Cowboy defense is an elite defense right now, and you got to give credit where credit is due. We criticize Scott Linehan. We criticize Jason Garrett, but ever since they hit rock bottom on that Monday nighter, I think they realized if we don't start opening things up a little bit, we're going to get fired for real. We're going to get fired for real. The play calling last night was brilliant for the Dallas Cowboys. Running the ball, but not too in a predictable fashion. Yeah. They actually let Dak make some plays, run around. We saw Dak's athleticism last night. Dak is playing like a guy that's playing for a contract. And I'll tell you what, the Dallas Cowboys, this isn't just a little fluke right now. They're a damn good football team that no one's going to want to play right now.
Yeah, especially when you look at that defense. And one thing about when you get into the postseason, offenses don't travel, but good defenses travel. And right now, the Cowboys defense playing at an elite level. And I got to be 100% honest, I was dead wrong. I was all over Calvin Ridley saying the Cowboys made a mistake. This kid, Van Der Esch, this guy can really play. Like, he is playing like a defensive player of the year candidate. That goal line stand last night.
Well, you know that you have a torch to pass from Sean Lee to this kid eventually. Now.
Exactly. And hopefully this kid can stay healthy throughout the course of his career. But that goal line stand last night was excellent. And you saw that defense really start to bear down and get after it after that. Success breeds confidence. That's a real confidence.
But to stave
right
off
now,
the Saints, when the Saints started to come on and it was 13-10 and had the football, everybody thought, oh, all right, here we go. Here we go. Saints are about to take the lead or at least tie the game. But Dallas hunkered down, made the stops, and then moved the football again. I mean, one of those drives started their 2-yard line.
Yeah.
And they went down the field. Now, Dallas have always been good at, you know, ball possession. They've always been good at that. Even back in the Tony Romo days, they used to let the play clock, you know, go right down to zero before they would snap the ball. But they weren't, you know, at least they're letting Dak make some plays. Amari Cooper is fitting in. He has helped this offense.
Yeah, Dak also misses a lot of plays, too.
Dak, he does.
Dak leaves a lot of points on the football field.
There was a touchdown that was left on the field
exactly.
last night.
Exactly. And then probably the Gallup one, too, could have been a touchdown if he'd let that out the way a little bit more.
He doesn't have the best touch with a deep ball.
Exactly.
In college, Corey, and I watched him at Mississippi State a lot, it's a lot of quick hit type stuff, right?
He's going to have to get better with that.
But I do want
to. I still think he's regressed. But, Gabe, the combination of Jalen Smith and Leighton Van Der Esch in the middle of that defense, is that along with Ezekiel Elliott is what's making the Dallas Cowboys
fast,
tick right now.
Spirited.
Yeah, they really get after it. Those were two
lucky,
excellent
though. They
draft
got away
picks
with a lot of stupid
things
that they did.
Now, they did. You're right about that. Now, the thing with Smith was, when they drafted Smith, they knew he was 2 years away from playing. And now he's
the
playing.
The kid from Notre Dame, he had health issues.
And he's playing at a high level. Van Der Esch was a head scratcher. He's getting it done. DeMarcus Lawrence, they're going to have to pay that dude, too. So right now, you got to say, how about them Cowboys?
No, you really do.
You say, okay, well, they're the best team in the weak NFC East. They're actually a pretty good NFC team.
And I just want, they're a good NFL team right now. But I do want to bring up, and I got to give credit to their most valuable players last night. The referees.
That was a horribly officiated
game. As once again,
game.
And listen, you know, I'm kind of torn on this as to whether the referees are actually on a certain team's side or they're just like incompetent. And you could argue both. But the thing is, you can't argue that the Washington Redskins got screwed last week on Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys. Every damn call went against the Redskins. Every non-call was not called. And a similar situation last night, and you know this, Michelle, the Dallas Cowboys, ooh, America's team. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to get calls. And, Corey, last night, I mean, for the love of God, I don't know if we can get the still shot up, but they gave Cole Beasley a first down. He was literally like 2 yards away from the first down marker.
No, that wasn't. That was one of the plays
there
also.
There were numerous blocks in the back that Dallas got away with.
Yeah. But listen, the Saints had some calls going in their favor, too.
Well, they got away with that face mask.
Exactly. That face mask was in a big spot in that game also. I think it was enough bad calls on both sides that it evened out.
Well,
but that was a horribly officiated game last night.
Yeah, but there's a common theme of this, that they're horribly officiated games in the NFL. And the NFL took it to heart. We've said this before. The officiating in the National Football League is by far the worst out of any of the major sports.
Yep.
It really is.
Especially this year.
And it has been. This year, and it has been in past years too, Michelle. Mm-hmm. But they started to phase some of these guys out. Who is the big dude there that everyone knows? Oh, Hockley. Like Hockley's gone.
Yeah, Ed Hockley.
Yeah, but they replace Hockley with his damn kid.
Yeah.
It's like a cartel. You can't get rid of these guys once they're in. So there was all these old men. Who's the other guy? Phil Luckett? Was he the one that retired
horrible
this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, all these guys were bad, all right? So a lot of the older guys were sort of pushed out a little bit in this offseason. So you got some new crews in here. So we'll give the NFL credit. At least their intention was in the right place to try to get some fresh blood in here, but it's not working. The officiating is the worst. The officiating is the best in hockey. NHL referees do the best job. It's an incredibly hard sport to officiate. It's incredibly quick. You're on skates. Like, they're actually in shape. They're keeping up with the play. I think with the NFL, the problem is you've got like 60 or 68-year-old dudes and literally senior citizens who literally are like lawyers during the week.
Yeah.
You know, like corporate lawyers.
They have regular
lawyers,
jobs, yeah.
You know, tax attorneys and basically accountants. All these guys have businesses.
Yeah, one of my buddy's friend is a referee, and he works like a legit 9-to-5 during the week. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have businesses, and they're old. And then they're expected to know whether when Tyreek Hill ran past them with 4.3 speed, whether Tyreek Hill's toes touched the line or not. The guy is hoping just not to, you know, crap himself when he's out on the field. He's wearing, like, adult depends diapers. He's supposed to tell us whether someone's OB or not? I mean, come on, man. And my big thing with the NFL, and it drives me crazy, is what is the point of having replay and review if you don't get the call right anyways? And what is this whole crap with, well, it's got to be, you know, it's got to overturn the call that was already made on the field. Wouldn't it make more sense to say, well, we're going to go with whatever we think it is? Like, it's the NFL referees protected themselves, and the league protected themselves with this, well, you know, it's got to be overwhelming to overturn it, to basically because they're wrong all the time. I mean, Deshaun Watson fumbled the football on Monday Night Football. You know, when was that? Monday Night Football? Yeah, he fumbled the ball. That was a defining, like, moment for bettors in that game. He fumbled the ball. They reviewed it. The ball was loose. Like, if you're going to review it and you're still going to get it wrong, what is the point of having the review?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, people talk about those replacement stooge referees that was in the NFL years ago. They weren't that bad, actually. Like, they weren't really any worse than these guys are. They're clowns. The officiating's terrible. And I give all the credit in the world to the Dallas Cowboys. They were the much better team. They were the better team against the Washington Redskins as well. But it's also easier to beat a better team when you get every freaking call. And the Dallas Cowboys have been getting every call. It'd be hard to argue otherwise. Right now.
No, it'd be pretty easy to argue otherwise.
No,
because there was some bad calls go against the Dallas Cowboys last night, too.
What bad calls? I understand.
The Dak Prescott face mask. Those were...
Dude, it was
those,
one play.
Possession changed in the second half on that play.
Yeah, but in that play, at least you could cut the ref some slack.
The pass interference
in
the end zone?
It was hard to see. He was going down. He was kind of like in a crowd.
Well, what happens to Dak is cool to cut the ref some slack. Don't just act like the Dallas Cowboys only team getting good calls.
That's one
pass interference in the end zone.
That's one face mask in a game. Yeah, you want to talk about bogus pass interference call in the end zone. The guy in the Saints didn't even touch him. Number two, Alvin Kamara gets smacked right in the head. Clear headshot.
Yeah.
Not called.
I understand
that.
Number
three. Cole Beasley's like 2 yards away from the first down marker.
The Saints couldn't challenge it because they had no more challenges left.
That's on Sean Payton. No, that's on the National Football League that has stupid rules. It's like, oh, we're wrong and we know we're wrong, but it's too bad you can't do anything about it.
It's always an excuse when the Cowboys kick somebody's ass.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call it the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabe Morenci alongside Michelle Serpico, who's ready to get us caught up to date with all the National Football League weather.
Yes.
So weather will be a factor moving forward.
Yes, it definitely will. And the wind.
Of course, the wind is the most important. Yeah. Exactly.
And then the weather, too.
The wind.
And then I got to tell the fans how to dress.
And exactly. You got to give fashion tips.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to give them fashion tips.
Got to give fashion tips as well. So just quickly on this, I see that NFL referees actually just got like a new deal actually recently.
Really?
Yeah.
They got a new contract?
Yeah, they make about $173,000 a year.
That's not bad.
Is it? Yeah, I guess. It is and it isn't.
More than the cheerleaders.
So if you think about it, though.
Anyone makes more than the cheerleaders.
I think the cheerleaders might do a better job.
I don't know. And the cheerleaders do a better job.
You're
right.
The cheerleaders do a better job.
So they don't. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it looks like a first down to me, Parson. That was a critical play in the game. Michelle, look at that.
The Dak Prescott face mask was also a critical play in the game, Gabe.
No, dude. Stop going back to that.
The BS pass interference call on Byron Jones.
Oh, you mean the free pass interference call that you got in the end zone?
What about that?
You know it's bad when Joe Buck says, I don't know where the pass interference is there.
It was a holding penalty.
Troy Aikman, it was bad calls on both sides. Even Troy Aikman.
The call out.
Even Troy Aikman, one cowboy that tells it like it is. Troy Aikman even said, I don't know where to pass interference. The only bozo that came in, that guy who's a waste of time on TV.
Who?
Mike Pereira.
Mike Pereira is the...
Mike Pereira.
Gabe, you're wildin'.
Dude.
Mike Pereira
Mike
is
Pereira,
the...
Mike Pereira. Might as well. It's like... Basically, it's like Sean Hannity. This, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, Gabe, you're
like,
wrong.
Oh, it's a you're tough call, guys. Wrong. I got to agree Gabe, with the call. Pereira, yeah, no kidding.
Mike Pereira is the best person in sports media.
You're crazy.
Period.
Mike Pereira.
He's the best,
the biggest
period.
Scam on TV.
He's the best, period.
Biggest
Gabe.
Scam on TV.
Nobody talks like
forget.
Mike Pereira.
I never
Mike
forget.
Pereira is the best on,
right, we're gonna get a camera
the best
on
sports
a
broadcaster, period,
hold
Gabe.
On. Hold on. I remember last year, one of those loser referees that's been around a while, if I saw his name, the guy's horrible. All right, he messed up like five effing games last year.
You're talking about the dude on CBS.
And then, I'm talking about a real referee.
Oh, okay.
So Pereira says, yeah, he's, you know, it's kind of crazy. He's been involved in some controversial plays this year. No, he hasn't been involved in some controversial plays. He screwed up five times.
Yeah, Mike Pereira can't say that, Gabe.
And then Mike Pereira goes on to talk about, and they show a picture, how the guy was the best man at his wedding. Oh, and he's giving real fair analysts on TV when he's really going to criticize the best man at his wedding.
Mike Pereira is
a company shill.
Nobody is
He's
better
He's a company
than,
shill.
I'm not going to go that far.
Company
Nobody
shill.
Is better than Mike Pereira
Mike
on
Carey
television,
was good.
Period. Mike Carey is all right.
Mike
Pereira is the best.
Mike Carey was horrible on TV, but at least the guy, like, he got the rules right. Mike Pereira's all show. Oh, I'm Mike Pereira.
Stop it.
I'm Mike Pereira.
Now you hating on Mike Pereira. Mike Pereira is the best person on television.
Terrible.
He's the most talented
broadcaster in sports.
Mike
he's
Pereira
never
gets
right.
it done. Now you talk about how he's going to go after the officials.
You
got to understand he did have that job, so he does have some sympathy
so
for where
the
they're
hell
coming
is
from.
So he doesn't work for them anymore.
All right.
Mike Pereira. All right, let's bring in Cam Rogers right now. Sorry, Cam. It's getting worked up here. Mike Pereira's always pissed me off with that crap. Cam Rogers joins us. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Let me tell you, it has been a really bizarre year of officiating. If you guys recall that Rams-Chiefs game, before the game, the referees actually got reassigned. There was like a new crew there. So it kind of has been a weird year. I will say that.
Yeah, the all-star crew.
It definitely has.
The supposed all-star crew, right. Michelle, which that's just dumb, too. You know, it's difficult to officiate, and, you know, the question is, are they favoring the Dallas Cowboys, Cam, in your opinion, or is it just sort of incompetence? I mean, we just showed the picture. Is that a first down with Cole Beasley? Can we get that picture up again? You know, like, honestly, like a high school, A Pop Warner referee doesn't call that
if
a first
Sean
down.
If Sean Payton would have had another challenge left, he could have changed that play. That's on him.
Yeah, but why is it that it's on you to prove that they're wrong? We know they're wrong.
That's the rules, Gabe. All I can do is go by the rules.
The rules suck.
How you doing,
all
Cam?
Right. What's up, Cam? All right, so yeah, we're just a little worked up here, Cam.
Yeah, Gabe, I hear you there. I mean, I was an intramural flag football referee back in college, and I could have made that call. So there have been those weird highlight, maybe low light moments like what we just saw on screen. It's been pretty pathetic.
Well, low light from a fantasy perspective, all kidding aside, how many guys had Drew Brees as a quarterback last night in their fantasy league and were really dealt a punch in the gut? I look at my DraftKings team from last night, and Michael Thomas had 8 points. You know, what did Drew Brees do last night?
Not much better.
That Dallas Cowboy defense right now, Cam, they're the real deal, man. This ain't a fluke right now. Like, that Cowboy defense, they can play with anybody right now. I'm telling you, when other teams are going to watch the Cowboys and the way things are starting to click for them, this is almost like 2 years ago. There's a lot of ebbs and flows in an NFL season, and the Cowboys are a hot team right now. They're the real deal. I'm buying in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a game last night. And as I go through this game, by the way, you're probably wondering why I'm wearing gloves. I've got my Baltimore Ravens colors going on right now. Still the Joe Flacco era, by the way.
No, it's not
ready for Lamar Jackson yet.
Not the Joe Flacco era.
He is not ready.
Stretch of the imagination, son. What are you talking about, the Joe Flacco era? He can't get off the bench right now.
He may not play this week, but he's probably going to play next week. At least I hope. But anyway,
never going to play again.
If you're a Raven fan, Ken, if you're a Raven fan, don't you want Lamar Jackson to play right now?
Yeah, I thought it was the Lamar Jackson era. Like,
Lamar Jackson's got them. There's a little shot in the arm with this offense right now due to the fact that he can run the ball. Like, wouldn't you want Lamar Jackson to stay out there?
Well, Gabe, it's been Navy on steroids in terms of the offense with Lamar in. And then eventually that shock value, if you know what I mean, goes away. Defenses
and it was
and
against
DCs
the Raiders.
Out there.
It was against the Raiders against the Bengals, right, who are in a free fall. I totally get it. I like Lamar, and I understand his passing skills are limited right now. But, you know, it's almost like that Kaepernick deal in San Francisco a couple of years ago. When it's fresh and it's new, it's hard to stop. I would leave Lamar Jackson in personally. I really would. I think he gives them a better chance to win a football game right now than Flacco does.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this week. It'll be an interesting game for the Ravens against Atlanta. Of course, the storyline would have been Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco, same draft class, all that good stuff. Not the case this week. We'll see what happens. I will say real quick here, guys, about last night's game with the Dallas Cowboys. You're right. That defense is legit. DeMarcus Lawrence on that line. Byron Jones in the secondary is really emerging as an elite corner. And let me say this also with the Saints. Who cares about them losing last night's game? Aside from maybe the number one seed going to the Rams, the Saints are going to get a bye. It's just one of those games where coming off an emotional game against the Falcons, Thanksgiving, all this. Guys, with parity in the NFL these days, you can't win every game. And so for the Saints to go into Dallas and lose last night, get that L out of the way in late November, and then make that big-time push in December. So I don't think there's a big-time concern for the Saints. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, watch out, right?
All right,
let me ask you about this dude that on your Baltimore Ravens that everybody picked up off the waiver wire the past couple weeks. He's been getting it done. Out of nowhere, Gus the Bus, Gus Edwards comes in. Him and Lamar Jackson, they got that Baltimore Raven running game cracking.
Yeah, absolutely. Gus Edwards has been fantastic for this team, and credit to him, obviously credit to Lamar Jackson as well, because the threat of Lamar obviously creates some deception there, opens up some holes for Gus Edwards. Look, guys, the Ravens had really not had any run game success since Justin Forsett a couple of years ago, the last time the Ravens made the playoffs. So it really is nice to see Baltimore running the football well again. But Gabe, as you mentioned earlier, Cincinnati, Oakland, two of the worst front sevens, two of the worst run defenses in the NFL. Let's see how they fare against Atlanta and then going forward. I don't want to jump too far on the Gus bandwagon, but hopefully you fantasy gamers out there picked him up. He's a good target.
Lamar Jackson is the 10th ranked projected quarterback coming into this week. Actually, a couple of spots higher than Matt Ryan is. People are going to be looking to stock the Carolina-Tampa Bay game, guys. Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, both at the top of the board here with QB projections. What do you make this week, and what do you think, Cam, from a fantasy perspective, of this Houston and Cleveland game? You see, Baker Mayfield is a $5,600 on DraftKings right now. I don't know. Like, I think this game's going to be a higher scoring game in Houston. And what's your take on this? I think the game goes over, and I actually think there is an opportunity for fantasy players to put a couple of players in their lineups with this game. What's your take on this game?
Yeah, from a DFS perspective, I'm a big-time GPP guy. And I think because Baker is so cheap, number one, and also he just has that brand name value that really garners a lot of ownership out there, I'm actually staying away from Baker Mayfield this week because Houston's defense actually has been pretty darn good against opposing quarterbacks. J.J. Watt, Merciless, we know what they can do on that front seven there. So I'm going to stay away from Baker. I'm fine with paying a little bit more at the quarterback position this week if that means I get lower ownership. But maybe from a cash perspective, Baker could make some sense. I'll tell you what, he's riding the hot hand right now, and he is just many moons ahead of any of the other rookie quarterbacks out there right now because he's just balling out, and I think it's really energizing this Browns fan base. It's obviously energizing the Browns team in particular, and they're winning football games. When was the last time we said that?
I see, but Baker Mayfield wasn't there getting it done.
I see my boy Josh Allen is the third lowest projected quarterback.
Anyway, it's going to be tough for Josh Allen.
He can run the ball, though.
Yeah, no, he got some wheels. Listen, he's played
77-yard touchdown pass last week as well.
He's played better than I thought that he would play.
Bills are going to cover against the Dolphins, although I'm always a day late and a dollar short and a week short and a week late when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. All right, we got to get out of here in a second here. So, hey, Cam, thanks for joining us here this evening. You know, for the record, you know, I said, you can show us the Raven gloves. He had the Raven gloves. I once bought Michelle. Yeah. Same thing. There they are. I bought like NFL gloves like that.
Yeah.
I wore them in the winter.
Oh.
Like I wore them as winter gloves.
Okay.
They're not warm.
They're not.
Your fingertips are still out.
that plastic, the rubber gets real cold.
Yeah, that will keep you warm.
It's a bad idea, bro.
I've tried it before too. Those are not winter gloves.
It looked pretty cool.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
And the morning after continues Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. We talked earlier about Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard going back and forth last night. Real, real intense battle. But, you know, KD's got a beef with everybody, essentially. Like, he really, 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 really does, this guy. And it was brought up, they found an old quote from Kevin Durant in which he says that Kawhi Leonard is a system player.
He is.
And yeah, he's a system player. That's why he goes from one team to another, and the team's 19-4 now.
System player.
System.
He's in the right system. Kawhi.
So what Kawhi, the Raptor system's the right system?
How long ago was that comment made by Durant? Because you see,
it was a while. It was 2014.
It was a system.
It was brought
player.
Up last night.
He was a system player in 2014.
You know, Kawhi Leonard didn't forget it though. Like they were mean mugging each other all night last night.
Kawhi don't want no smoke with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a baller.
No, we're gonna go back. Let's not go back to this.
He's not on the same level.
We go back to this when Russell Westbrook would beat the crap out of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, listen, I'm not
Kawhi Leonard would murder Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he would. And the Kawhi ones are the ones you got to watch out for.
Like it's not even debatable.
The ones with the weird played out haircuts.
If they started throwing down, it's not gonna end well for Kevin Durant.
Why do they got to fight? Let him play basketball.
Yeah,
Kawhi can't win that one.
Yeah, I see the scoreboard. He won last night.
Oh, the scoreboard. There you go.
I watched the game. Do you see how many times Kawhi Leonard knocked the ball out of KD's hand like a kid?
Who scored 50 points?
Yeah, on a losing team.
Who scored 50 points?
On a losing team.
All right, Kawhi had his full arsenal of weapons.
I'd rather score 37 points and win the game than score 51 and lose.
I'll see you in June.
Once again, I know there's a word that's not in your vocabulary.
I'll see you
in June.
Scoreboard. You know what word not in Raptors vocabulary? Finals.
Scoreboard. Yeah, they'll be in the finals. They'll be
finals.
There. They'll
that's
be
not
there.
In the Raptors vocabulary.
Don't worry.
Finals.
They'll be there. I mean, you and Bones. Bones acted like the Raptors lost. Michelle Serpico.
So, again, jerk opening his mouth saying stupid stuff. So, Greg Popovich thinks basketball has changed
Michelle,
too much.
You got to do better.
Pop said there's no basketball anymore. There's no beauty in it. It's pretty boring. Funny because.
No, your team's pretty boring, Pop.
Yeah.
You're boring. Basketball is boring.
Yeah, basketball is
Raptors
boring.
Just played a classic game last night with the Warriors. Entertainment. Oh, real boring. No, Pop, your team
you're
is boring. You're boring.
Exactly.
And maybe, Pop, you should stop.
Your team.
Seriously, Michelle, this guy really
annoys
should worry
me, right?
About his own effing team.
Yeah, he should.
As opposed to everybody
every other
else.
Issue in the world. Yeah, exactly.
Pop says this. Pop says that.
Who cares?
You know what, Pop? I say your team sucks, and yeah. I've lost a lot of money betting on you, and I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Bleacher Report posted like a picture of him saying in the comment, and then Steph Curry commented underneath it because they said that the caption was "Has basketball changed?" and Steph Curry commented underneath and goes, "Nope." Good.
Yeah.
Good
no, I'm glad that. Yeah. So it's funny. So what was basketball great when the Spurs were boring us to death with Tim Duncan?
Spurs, remember the Spurs were running that Euro ball. That Euro ball wasn't boring.
That
European ball, when he first got to the NBA, it was not boring.
It's funny how Popovich, like the double standards that he shows. So it's not good. So the NBA's no fun right now because your team sucks.
Yeah.
So it used to be good when you were good.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard's never been a leader.
Yeah.
Now when he was with you, I love how he doesn't talk. He leads by example. It's amazing. It's kind of, I hate to say it because I like Popovich, but the more he talks, the more I lose respect for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why y'all continue to hate on the great.
Because he's a jerk. That's
great
why.
Great Greg Popovich.
He is a jerk.
Just vote for him in 2020.
I will never. He will be the last person I vote for. speaking of Steph Curry, a fan named Riley Morrison asked Steph why his sneakers don't come in girl sizes. And Steph, she wrote a letter to him, and he wrote a letter back. I'll read you the letter. He goes, "Hey, Riley, I appreciate your concern and I've spent the last 2 days talking to Under Armour about how we can fix the issue. Unfortunately, we have labeled smaller sizes as boys on the website. We are correcting this now. I want to make sure you can wear my kicks proudly, so I am going to send you a pair of Curry 5s now, and you'll be one of the first kids to get the Curry 6. Lastly, we have something special in the works for International Women's Day on March 8th, and I want you to celebrate with me. More to come on that, but plan to be in Oakland that night. All the best."
Love it.
Hashtag.
He's a class act.
See, he's a class act. That's someone you should like.
Kevin Durant would have got a burner account.
Yes.
Durant would have got a burner account and, like, ripped the girl.
Yeah.
You say, "Listen, you stupid little girl. You're never going to be in the NBA, so don't buy Durant shoes." Like, Durant just would have, like, ripped her to burner cap. But I was thinking that, too. Like, what's the difference between girls and boy shoes? There really isn't.
Well, no, there isn't. And
just
it's funny
the size,
because
yeah.
I was
isn't the way
at,
the shoe is shaped might be
yeah,
different,
like,
too.
It just, you would be a size and a half smaller. Like, in Yeezys, I'm a size and a half smaller because they run in men's sizes. I'm not really quite personally offended by it. I just know.
Yeah, nothing to
be
offended
a size
by,
and
but
a half smaller.
You would think Steph Curry got all them damn girl children in his house that he would think they need sneakers, too.
I guarantee you, next year, he'll have them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
There'll be a pink
be
line,
a line
in different colors.
But, like,
I guarantee you, little girls be rocking them joints, too.
But
it's
Jordans
a great,
don't
what a
come
genius
in female
businesses.
Sizes.
Yep. Huh?
Jordans don't come in female sizes. Yeezys don't come in female sizes. What other sneakers that are popular that don't?
No, but it's the thing. This is what's so brilliant about Curry. He's a nice guy.
So he's
but they've been
it,
excluding 50% of the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
And the customer base.
Mm-hmm. And Under Armour would be like, you know what?
We need to make it Steph Curry, you make it pink and different colors and more chickish looking.
Yeah.
Boom, you sell millions of shoes.
But see, I agree with you. But I personally, like, I like the Jordan. Like, when I used to have my Jordans and the AIs, I liked that they looked like boy shoes.
Yeah, but see, this is a 7-year-old girl, so it's different.
But I was 7 when I wore my AIs.
Oh, you were thugged out, though.
True.
You were thugged out,
I used
though.
To want to marry Allen Iverson. Yeah. I think my dad was very scared when I got AI.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to marry him now.
I'm sure AI wouldn't mind hanging out with you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was my first love. Anyway, so Washington Wizards center Dwight Howard will likely need a surgical procedure to address the persistent gluteal injury he has had this year. A nerve specialist recommended Howard undergo surgery, but Howard could seek a second opinion before he decides his next step.
And
Dwight has the procedure, Howard could miss a large chunk of the season.
You know, man, when there's nerve damage down there, Corey.
Yep.
Something, you know, I don't even know where to go. Let's send it over to our resident doctor at the Harlem Medical Association, the chapter borough president, yeah. Mr. Corey Parson.
How's everybody doing this morning? This is Dr. Corey Parson here from the Harlem Medical Academy. I want to break down and discuss our subject once again. It's Mr. Dwight Howard. Now, Michelle, can you read me the exact injury once again, please?
Yes, it is a persistent gluteal injury. It is specifically a gluteal tear.
Okay, so basically what you have right
just
here.
Just don't demonstrate how he got the injury.
No, I won't. But you look at this.
Get that pen out of your hand.
You look at this area right here, right? This is the gluteal area.
Now, so, for people on the radio, it's these, Corey is pointing. Where is he pointing, Michelle?
The skeleton's gluteal area.
Yeah,
gluteal.
Yeah, but for people that aren't aware of the gluteal area.
It's the skeleton's buttocks.
Yeah, okay. So the lower area, Corey,
the
is
the skeleton's
there.
Buttock would be over here, right? So basically, the problem that Mr. Howard is having is he keeps getting this tear or this aggravation. Now, the problem with this tear is if you fall on it, it's kind of hard to tear. If you land on it funny, it's kind of hard to tear. There's only really one way to get a tear.
You don't want any tears or nerve damage down there,
yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
It's a bad time.
It's only one way to really get a tear in this area right here. So I guess Dwight and his doctors would figure out how he got the tear in this area right here.
Well, I'll tell you how he got it. From crouching up and down from practicing free throws.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Right? Like, good idea. That is also a way of how the area can get torn.
Corey, we're good. We're good, man.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Bones. So now you see what Dwight Howard is dealing with.
This guy's out for a long time.
Yeah.
Man, tracksuit really did a number, man.
I didn't know all that was in that tracksuit.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Wow. It's a lot of damage, bro. A
lot of damage. I feel sorry for Mr. Howard.
Like when you're an NBA player and you're out for multiple months, man,
like you said,
I don't know what the hell happened up
there.
Yeah,
exactly. You got to be careful when you aggravate your gluteal area.
Yeah, it's like that would really, like, stick to not be able to sit down.
How do you rehab it?
Just lay off. Just go easy. That's
you have to, like, lay down on your stomach when you sleep.
Yeah, you can lay on your stomach while you sleep or whatever.
Oh, God. All right, let's move on before, you know. I don't think we should be talking about this, but...
What's the next story?
All right, so this really funny video came out yesterday. I got to show it to you. I know you hate Conor McGregor and you don't like kids, but it was hilarious because
I don't like kids. Corey's the one doesn't like. I guess it's true. We don't like kids here.
You definitely don't like kids.
I don't like kids.
I don't have a problem with kids.
I don't like kids talking trash to
me. I know I like kids. I don't like parents.
Okay.
No, I'm dead serious. I don't have a problem with kids.
It's the parents.
I'm just tired of, like, being in airports and stuff and, like, people with their babies. And it's like, oh, I have a baby, so let me be slow and stupid in front of you. It's like, no, I don't have a baby, so let me be fast and smart. Get the hell out of my way.
So, wait, look at this. So, Connor is... you know, practicing, watch over. Keep in mind, he has an 18-month-old son. This must be a gym in his house.
Yeah, the little kid's cute. I'm going to give him credit.
Watch. Look. Hitting the punching bag.
Oh, look at that. That is cute.
Oh, my God.
Little troublemaker there, Corey.
Already.
Little Irish troublemaker.
Already. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can imagine that kid on a Friday night.
And then the father as well.
Yeah.
But it was all three of them, Corey.
It was all three of them.
Connor's hitting the bag, and then the little guy's hitting the bag, and
nice.
Then the father's hitting the bag.
Everybody's getting their work in.
Yeah.
Nice job. I like that.
That looks so staged and fake.
It really does, but still.
Just took that shot.
Yeah.
No, I know. Now, Connor's kid is cute. What do you want me to say?
Like, yeah, he's super cute.
You know what I'm saying?
You think I'll be a good MMA fighter?
Well, we can't tell
with
that.
The kid?
Now.
Yeah. Maybe it's just in his jeans.
It might just be in his jeans, but it's too early to tell that.
I don't know. His father's a better promoter than MMA fighter, to be honest. But that's besides. I like how Connor announced, too, he'll be coming back in 2019.
Yeah.
It's not vague. Not vague at all, right? Oh, you're coming back in next year at some point.
Yeah, when you get a new gig, don't you make an announcement? Huh? What's wrong with making an announcement when you get it?
He doesn't have an announcement to make.
But he will. The announcement is I'll be back in 2019.
Nobody cares.
And I'll let you know in 2019 what I'm doing next.
Well, put it in the bin with where LeBron's kid goes to school.
Oh, God.
Connor's done. Who cares? What, he can come back and lose again?
Come back and make another.
You're going to have to fight a midget or something like that.
Come back and make another $50 million.
You know, you should just rename his whiskey, you know, Tap Out.
Oh, stop it.
Double tap out whiskey. Stop. Give me two shots.
Stop it.
Tap.
Lakers president Magic Johnson denied a report that surfaced yesterday saying LeBron James had been ignoring play calls from coach Luke Walton. Johnson said on Sirius XM Radio Thursday, "This is all about making sure that they can say something on ESPN and everybody can just talk. We have a system. The ball moves around. A lot of pick and roll plays. If you want to watch us play, the ball is not in LeBron James' hand all the time. It can't be. Because you want to pass it around, you want to get into your pick and roll plays. But hey, we're the Lakers. People are going to be talking about us. But that's not how it's going right
now." No, they're not. You're a little delusional, Magic. The Lakers, yes. The Lakers game last night wasn't even a TV game.
No.
The Lakers, they're not even the best team in L.A.
The Lakers are
The L.A. Clippers are the best team in L.A.
They're horrible versus the spread.
Yeah, like you said,
they're overvalued.
I know, and Magic, he wants it to be like that. Oh, everyone's talking about the Lakers.
No one's really talking about the Lakers.
We're actually not talking about the Lakers.
Every time LeBron James has a basketball game, that day or the morning or the night before, it's in Bones' update. So everybody's talking about LeBron James. So there you go So let's not do that.
It's Bones, Bones.
Yeah.
Bones has got his ear to the street. Now with that,
Bones has his ear to ESPN.com.
His ear to the street.
Which is like now, the worst per like you know, to have your ear to.
Here we go. What Magic Johnson said that's interesting is also in that quote he said, "We're not gonna have him on the ball every play. That was the problem in Cleveland." So it more or less wasn't a shot at the Cavaliers. LeBron James is getting into his 30s, and he's logged a lot of minutes. You cannot continue to run the offense through him regular season.
Magic Johnson is brilliantly just changing the subject, something that you're pretty good at doing. The subject isn't whether the ball is in Magic Johnson, LeBron's hands
too much. Listen to what he said.
The question was whether he's blowing off Luke Walton.
No, because
he is.
They're playing different without Rondo and Ball.
No, but he is blowing off.
No, he's not blowing them off, Gabe.
He doesn't even listen to him in the huddle.
The offense is different now.
That's irrelevant.
Offense is different now.
It's irrelevant.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Well, just to prove how out of touch I actually am, I see on Twitter that the hashtag championships is trending.
Yeah, Meek Mill.
Yeah, I actually thought it was like championship weekend.
Nah.
Like a MAC championship, Pac-12 championship.
Nah, it's actually Meek Mill.
Meek Mill's out of jail?
No, Meek Mill released he released his first album.
What was his deal? Like he was like the big victim or something? Like
Meek Mill was wrongly incarcerated. How was he wrong?
What did he do?
He was on probation for 15 years, something like that.
Like some judge really did have it in for him.
No, the judge really did have it in for him.
Like he's not like a violent, violent dude right now.
Meek Mill's not like that. But the track listing of the album came out and basically, you know, he has songs with, you know, with Jay-Z and some of the other hardest people in the industry. But he also has a song with Drake, which people found interesting because was going back and forth a couple years ago. So him and Drake apparently have made up. So and then on the album cover is the album is called Championship. And the album cover is green, and Meek Mill has a helmet on to signify the Philadelphia Eagles championship.
Yeah, because I know the Eagles used him as a source of inspiration, didn't they? Last year, cranking his music.
On their one-time Super Bowl run.
Yeah, they're the one.
Their short-lived Super Bowl run. Editorialize that.
I have something. No two people look more awkward together than Jeffrey Lurie and Meek Mill.
And Meek Mill, that's true. Robert Kraft and Meek Mill take some great pitches, too.
I just found some more shots here of the Dallas Cowboys. Blatant headshot last week against Washington, uncalled. Blatant headshot last night against New Orleans, uncalled.
Referees missed those calls.
There is something to this, guys. Who do you think they want to win this division? You know, they're just sort of...
It's still the NFC East.
They're sort of pushing the Cowboys along the way.
All four teams are very popular teams. You got three big market teams.
Yeah, so, the Redskins aren't very popular.
That's a big market, though. Well, they aren't popular.
Not anymore.
They're not.
Not anymore.
Have you been inside the Beltway?
No, they're not.
Oh, inside the Beltway,
I know you live there and stuff, but dude, they don't sell out games. Like,
Sell out every game, Gabe. They sell out every game for years now.
They've been lying about it.
They may have been. That joint's sitting 90,000.
No, they've been lying about it.
They pack them in there,
Corey,
every week, them crazy
since
fans.
Since Snyder's taken over, the sellout, I know they only recently had that sellout streak broken, actually.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
They claim that they sold out every game for 22 years. They were full of it.
All right.
They were full of it.
A passionate fan base, though.
There's diehard fans, yeah, but it's not the same.
Son,
as
the dude in the lobby got a tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, that guy's hardcore. When you got
really?
A tattoo of the logo of your team,
just then he has a tattoo on his arm, a DC.
Oh, wow.
Michelle's looking at him a different way now. Really? Huh?
Love tattoos.